News Talk 1620 WTAW. Clear weather this week means a great opportunity to catch Comet Pan stars in this part of the world. Had a chance to visit with Don Corona, who manages the observatory at A&M, about the best times to look, where to look, and the big deal about being able to catch a comet.
This week we have Comet Pan stars, which will be visible in the west right after sunset.
Which is awfully convenient since we have now started daylight saving time.
Yes, the bane of astronomy, daylight savings time, yes. I believe sun should be setting this week, you know, around the 7:30 mark local time, and Comet Pan stars will be setting about an hour to a little bit more than an hour after that, very low on the western horizon.
And the significance of this particular comet might be what?
Well, we haven't really had a comet this bright with a nice tail since, what, probably 1997 when, you know, Hale-Bopp was in the sky. So it's kind of a neat event because we don't get very many comets that you can see with the unaided eye. And so that makes this one pretty nice to go out and have a look.
This ought to be able to be seen with the naked eye then, obviously, if you had some assistance from a telescope or something, this might even be better?
Usually with comets, binoculars are the best, and just about anything that somebody would have around their house, you know, 10x50 or 8x56 binoculars, just about anything will give a nice view. The only thing about this comet is it never gets very high in the sky. So you really need what we would call an unobstructed view of the western horizon. So you need to go somewhere where you can see sort of the sun dip below the horizon, you know, no trees in your way, no houses, no buildings, that sort of thing. Or if you can get elevation enough so that you can rise yourself above those types of objects and get a clear view of the western horizon, that's really the best. This comet at sunset, I think at its highest, is only going to be about, you know, call it maybe 20 degrees above the sky, above the horizon. So it's going to be pretty low, and that's what makes it a little bit difficult for some people because, you know, they're stuck in a neighborhood, can't really see over the houses.
So the top of a public parking garage, or if you happen to have a friend who owns some property that has some hills on it.
Exactly. Or go, you know, if you can drive north a bit, you know, where we have a nice elevation increase, or up around sort of Lake Bryan where things are a bit higher than they are here in town. And you can look west and get a clear view of the horizon. That's really an ideal spot to be. So, yeah, top of a parking garage, just a higher elevation, you know, anything that'll get you up so you can see the horizon.
Continuing my visit with Don Corona at the A&M Observatory about this week's opportunity to catch the Comet Pan stars flying across the horizon. And typically, how long will the view last once you can start seeing it?
You can see it now. I looked at it last night. It was pretty good, but I'm really waiting for between now and the 16th. It's going to be a little bit higher in the sky after sunset. Tomorrow night, which will be the 12th, you know, we have this really thin moon because we're just coming off a new moon. And the comet's going to be almost right next to the moon, making it a little bit easier to spot. So we'll have this really thin crescent of the moon, and then the comet will be just to the south or to the left of that if you're facing the moon. And by about the 16th or so, it'll sort of peak at its altitude, and then it'll start sort of coming down again over the next additional week or so. So, you know, by the end of the month, this comet's going to be pretty, getting a little bit, you know, getting fainter, a little bit harder to pick out, that sort of thing.
For those of us who might be traveling, if we go south or north, do we get more altitude For instance, I'm driving to Kansas this weekend. If I pull over, maybe in the Oklahoma Arbuckle Mountains, so will I get a better altitude, for instance, as opposed to going down to the Gulf Coast?
Well, you'll get to the altitude's going to help you out. The rise and set time of this guy between here and say Kansas isn't going to be a great deal of difference. So you should, if you're driving north, if you're driving west, you should get, when you get into some altitude, you should be able to get some pretty good views, sure.
And then you mentioned how many days this might be visible. Now, what about on an individual day, if I park somewhere well before sunset, how long after the sun sets then might I be able to continue watching the comet?
Well, maybe a half hour is about all you're going to get, because by the time the sun is far enough below the horizon to where this comet stands out, between that point and the time the comet sets, you know, you're looking at, you know, 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes maybe, just depending on the day. And so you don't have a whole lot of time. So this is a small window to see this comet. Unlike our previous comets like Hale-Bopp or a couple of others similar to that, where they were sort of much, much higher in the sky and gave us these really pristine views, you know, over the course of the whole night, whereas this comet is just sort of grazing our horizon, so we don't get a lot of time to view it. So you should definitely be prepared. In other words, go out before the sun sets, and then right after the sun dips below the horizon, then get your binoculars out and start looking for, tomorrow night, you know, start looking for the crescent, the crescent moon, because it's coming off a new moon, and that'll give you a good marker to sort of where to spot the comet. Tonight, you should be able to see it fine right after the sun sets, but you definitely need an unobstructed view of the west.
And if we miss this opportunity, how much longer do we have to wait till the next comet arrives?
Well, this comet, unfortunately, won't be coming around for a very, very long time. This comet, I don't think, makes a reappearance for like 106,000 years or so. But the next comet should be, get the name right, Comet Ison, which I believe is November-ish. So, you know, getting close to October, kind of start, you know, keeping yourself up to date on where that guy is. That one is also supposed to become, they're predicting it to become bright, very similar to this comet. So hopefully it will turn out to be real nice.
The forecast expects a pretty much clear week, so this is a prime opportunity.
This is actually, it all worked out in our favor, right? Because the weather has been very uncooperative for the last several weeks, actually. You know, we've had a couple of clear nights here and there, but even on the nights predicted to be clear, we've had these low-level clouds push through and form. But this week, I think after this front came through on Sunday, I think you're right. I think we got we should have some really nice clear nights for the next several nights anyway. So I'm hoping to, I say this, I'm hoping to get some decent photographs of it, but I'm like everybody else. I've got to find a good altitude and unobstructed view of the west and be ready to go. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that the weather holds like they're suggesting.
Thanks again to Don Corona of the A&M Observatory for telling us more about the best time and where to look to see Comet Pan stars for the next week or two. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.